Okay. Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Bad. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad a bit.
Oh, look. He's
waning on the Breaking Bad thing.
Yeah, I think he's waning on the podcast.
Carry on.
Okay, Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
Marmite on toast?
Well, I've got something to tell you about Marmite.
What?
They're making it clear now. So you can get it, it's like water.
Not interested.
No.
Why?
I'm out.
Because you don't know how much it would be on there.
No, because it's got to be Marmite.
Good day. That's
what Marmite's not a colour.
It won't taste the same.
Yeah.
It won't taste the same. Bit like that. Have you ever tried white Coke? Wait a minute. Clear Coke. Have you ever tried it?
Oh, that like, comes in a green can. Is that the stuff?
No, man.
That's green Coke.
That's green Coke. This is clear Coke. I had it in Denmark, but I'm sure it exists in other places. But okay. The thing is, it doesn't taste like Coke. What it tastes like is like lemonade or something.
That's you didn't have lemonade? Yeah.
No, it was clear Coke.
Of that lemon-looking substance.
But no, the black is part of the flavour, as far as Coke and Marmite goes.
No, I totally agree. And I really like to mix my butter and my Marmite once it's on there, because when you mix them together, it makes a really nice flavour.
I wasn't sure about the squeezy thing at first, but it turns out it's an absolute revelation.
Yeah.
But don't go clear on me.
Okay, no. I won't. I mean, what did you have for breakfast today?
I still can't remember.
What?
I had, no, I do know what I had. I had a spinach and avocado shake. Don't ask. Followed by 3 Weetabix with banana.
Okay.
A tiny banana, a fun-sized banana. What's the point? It's just basically a banana which didn't grow enough, and then they've just packaged it up as a special feature and sold it off.
Aren't they just made for children?
Maybe, that's the thing. But still, I still stand by them being deformed.
Okay.
What did you have?
What did you have, Kev?
Bacon and black pudding and an egg.
That's quite a standard breakfast.
Yeah.
No chocolate.
It's that black pudding that was left over from the other day, so I might be sick.
Oh, so not only did you eat our Easter egg, but you also ate our black pudding.
Wait, I think it was probably on the turn, to be fair.
On the turn. Did you make it into a stack?
No, just put it on a plate.
Straight in my mouth. Okay.
You make me hungry. That was hours ago that I ate.
It was hours ago that I ate.
Should we eat? Should we turn this shit off?
Yeah. Done.
All right.
Breakfast news.
News.
Do that rustling.
I just did, and you were talking over it.
That's too much. You get to too many pages. That's not an authentic rustle.
Is that better? Okay. Who is this rustle?
Okay, news. St. George's Day is coming up.
That's good, I think.
Yeah, it's not as good as St. Patrick's Day, though, is it?
The thing is, it annoys me when people say that, because, like, one person probably out of 50 that say that are actually Irish or part Irish, and you can get away with saying that.
I haven't been out on St. George's Day or cared about St. George's Day ever, but probably about the last 10 St. Patrick's Days I've gone out and had a really good time.
Yeah.
Don't shoot me for that. I still like love England and things, but it's just a bit more fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I know, I don't disagree with that. I just think it frustrates me how those same people probably on every other day will be complaining that, like, the country isn't British anymore, and then they go, oh, it's not St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So...
what else have you got to say about St. George's Day?
Not a lot, really. I'm gigging it, which will be quite good. I'm
hoping at the George, ironically.
Yeah.
Come down.
I was trying to get a little...
This isn't going to go out until after, is it?
No. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, down the George. But I think they'll probably put up some flags and stuff, hopefully.
Yeah. I suppose you don't have, like, an English drink. Oh, is beer? Beer an English drink? Is that a thing?
I guess.
The same way that Guinness is, like...
You have, like, Dragon Slayer and stuff like that, don't you?
Do you? I don't know. I don't drink beer. That's why I'm asking.
Because he slayed the dragons, didn't he, St. George?
Yeah.
Got rid of the last dragon.
Gin and tonic is quite an English drink, isn't it?
Mother's Ruin, gin.
Winston Churchill said a famous thing about gin and tonic. He said that it's something I don't want to say because I'll get it wrong.
Go on, say it.
It was something in the Second World War. He said that it cured more people or done more good than all... It's actually a bit rude. Than all of the like nurses and doctors and medicines put together. He said was gin and tonic was like the best thing.
Ironically, David Cameron's trying to get put through as a policy for the... if they get back in.
What, no nurses, just
no nurses, just in a tonic.
That sounds like a great way to get better.
Cool. So, yeah, St. George's Day, England. Who's your favourite Englishman, Owen?
On what terms? On what grounds?
I don't know.
Football grounds.
I don't mind.
I know
who yours is.
Beckham's, he's got to be up there. He represents, I think he does us proud. Your phone's ringing, mate.
Is that David Beckham now?
Might be.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is yours Danny Dyer?
Yeah.
No.
Who's your favourite Englishman?
Pete Doherty.
Oh, God.
What?
Scourge.
Yeah, like that is the dreg. Like the pure dregs of. It's like the thing. You've written Rooney versus Grant here. So, like, Wayne Rooney kind of represents the English on holiday.
Yeah.
Like, bald, sunburned, sleeping with grannies.
and Hugh Grant.
And then Hugh Grant is the other side of it, of like, whoa.
I think that David Beckham is a nice mix between the two.
Yeah, I think so.
I like Hugh Grant, and I wish that he was actually our Prime Minister like he is in Love
Actually. Yeah, and that dance that he does is the best thing ever.
I don't know why that can't be a thing.
Yeah.
Is that in the in the ballot box? Can I vote for Hugh Grant?
No, you can't.
Oh. Isn't Al Murray running for something?
No, he's the pub landlord is, yeah.
But well, yeah. His fictional character, yeah, if you will.
A bit silly. I hope he gets in, though.
I like Sir Ian McKellen and, like, Patrick Stewart, like, old English, like, stage actors.
Right, the reason I said Pete Doherty is
anyone that's been an X-Men.
Basically, yeah.
It's not because it's Pete Doherty. It's because of, like, some of the songs he writes and stuff. It's like they're very English songs, and I think he's like.
What is it? Last of the English Roses. You're basing it on that.
Albion as well.
All the bands, like the Beatles, the Stones, you're going to pick Pete Doherty. That's what we're saying, right? That's where your stand is. Queen.
Oh no. Like,
but just as a general rule, like all of these bands, like that's the one you're going for. It's who represents England the best.
Yeah, I think if you listen to the music, I think he's got a very nice view of England.
It's not about the music, though, is it?
Yeah. He's made quite sure of that.
He's a bit gimmicky, isn't he?
No.
In a really annoying way.
I don't like guyliner either. It makes me feel sick.
I don't like people that say they're going to do a gig and people buy tickets to it and they come down and then he doesn't do a gig.
It's annoying when people are late, isn't it?
There's a bit of a difference between being late and people paying to come and see you and not turn up.
He's done a lot of good stuff recently. Like, for example, he's off the drugs and, like, he set up, like, that whole Pete Doherty Foundation to help people that can't afford to get off drugs. All the money he's...
It's probably because most of the people that are on drugs probably thought, oh, I love the Libertines, let's do drugs like them.
I hope that's how they all spoke.
They do now.
I've been to Libertines because they don't talk like that.
Well, okay, you can have him. He can be your favourite English man, if you like.
Okay. Is that all we've got to say about St George's
Day? I think so, before we all get into a big row.
So angry today. Carry on.
So, what else is in the news? That Dan Price guy, you like him? He's a good Englishman.
I don't think he's English in America, isn't he?
Oh, okay. But he's a shit Englishman. So he was on £1 million a year.
He's a CEO of a company in America, isn't he? And he was on £1 million a year. And what he's decided to do is drop his wage down to £70,000 a year. And everyone that works for him... He's got all their wages up to £70,000 a year, so they're all getting paid the same.
All right, where do I apply?
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? Like, for someone to do that.
It's really nice, but, like, how long has he been that CEO for?
I don't know.
So, say he's been in that position for, like, 10 years, and, like, so, like, say he made 10 million.
Yeah.
Like,
please Owen today.
You can probably afford to take that hit, can't you? It's nice that he did.
It's nice that he did, but, like, all he's got is, like from, like, Fox News and stuff, they've just been absolutely slamming him. Who is this hippie guy? What's he think he's doing? He must be crazy. It's like, it's just done something really nice.
70 grand a year is still quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot. Someone that just sweeps up normally as well.
I really like, I think it's, like, the Prime Minister of... somewhere in South America, like somewhere like Bolivia.
Albania, you're thinking of?
Nah, not Albania.
Peru.
No, I want to say Bolivia. Okay, I'm going to stick with it. It might not be Bolivia, it might be Albania. But yeah, he like lives in like his old like family house. He like doesn't wear suits to his things and stuff, and he's just a really nice man. And yeah, maybe
it begins with A. I think it's either Albania or Argentina.
Algeria,
that's it.
No, okay. It's in South America, guys. And but yeah, anyway, he's a good dude, and like he doesn't take 70 grand. Like he's like the lowest paid like sort of country's leader in the world.
Mm.
But he seems he says some really nice things, you know.
There's a Chinese millionaire in China, funnily enough, that has just knocked down all like the old huts in the neighborhood that he's to live in and rebuilt luxury flats, and he hasn't charged anyone any money because he used to live there, and now he's really rich and he wants them to have nicer lives.
What if those huts were nostalgic?
Well,
what if you didn't want like a big high rise? What if you just wanted your nice hut that you'd carved your family?
Well,
you'd
Fox News.
Well,
so if you lived in a house,
I'd really like someone to build me a luxury apartment. If anyone can do that, then please make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that you get like stories like that in the news, though, because you know there's so many horrible people around these days. Rude. Like for someone to
look at me when you say that,
for someone to do that, it's just amazing, and like it should be like on the front page of every paper. Maybe it was. We don't really read the papers.
I do. We've got one right here.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I think it's amazing. Steph, you've got something to show Owen, haven't you?
Whoa. Really? I don't
Can you just read out this headline?
Yeah. Okay, there is a new frog out.
See, what do you mean by that?
I mean, there's a new frog that's out.
It's not like been released. It's been discovered.
They found one. They've been like looking for something.
It's not at the cinema or something like that. No, or in toy shops.
No. It's an actual human frog. No, not human frog. What? An actual animal frog. frog. Like in nature that they never knew existed, and now it's just like they found it. I don't know what they were looking for. Something else. There it is.
Whoa. He kind of looks like all other frogs, but with like superimposed eyes. Yeah, he looks like a rainforest
frog.
That's kind of what he looks like.
Well, looks well like Kermit, though, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kermit is a frog, though. It's not like if you said there's this new frog out, it looks like Miss Piggy.
It's a glass. It's called a bare-hearted glass frog. That's cute.
Bare-hearted?
Do you know frogs used to be like my favourite animal?
Frogs did?
Yeah. I once tried to sneak some home, but I had some toads and I got them in my pocket. And I came home and like they were going. Have you ever heard that squeaky noise that frogs make and stuff?
No, I've never put one in a pocket. So
oh no, no! Like once we opened the door at home and we could hear this. We're like, oh my god, what the hell is that? And it turned out it was a frog. They make a horrible squeaky noise.
Wow.
If you try and crush them, and if anyway,
could you try and crush them?
Like it was by accident, obviously. And yeah, and I did that with toads in my pocket. Anyway, moving on. For a month, really weird. Cool.
Well, we're happy with the new frog, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm happy with the new frog.
I like it when new animals turn up.
Okay. I think that's a nice note to end the news on, I think.
Okay.
Good frog.
The button is pressed. Yeah, cool. The button's pressed. You can do that.
Okay. Thing. Steph, you're a geek.
That's kind of becoming a catchphrase, isn't it?
But you're well into computer games. For a girl, you're well into computer games.
Yeah.
So you're very excited about something that's
coming.
Straight away, geek.
Yeah. I'm really excited about a new game called The Witcher, which isn't like...
The Witcher.
So it's basically, you know how you have like those kind of... open world games, stuff that people would associate with like World of Warcraft and things like that, which I'm not really into. But this new game has been developed, and I thought it was a film when I was watching the trailer for it. It looks so amazing, and it's got all this crazy technology, and it's like the first game that integrates like gameplay with open world really, really well. So like they're basically you're like a monster hunter, and like the behaviour of the monsters and the people changes on like the weather and like the if whether it's day or night.
So you get like grumpy monsters if it's raining.
Yeah, no, basically you do, and like they're harder to kill, and like you slow down and things like that. It just looks so, so good, and I'm really excited.
What platform is it on?
You can get it on PS4.
Can you get it on Xbox One?
I don't know.
I'm out.
But I imagine I think it's just a PS4 thing.
What? Can you get it on Amstrad? I'm out.
because the whole point is they weren't able to do it before they had this technology, and obviously PS4 is like. No offence, well up here, and Xbox One is kind of like...
I don't know if that's a thing.
They're the same.
Definitely not. Whoa. I've chosen a side and I'm sticking by that.
Oh! Okay. It sounds a bit like Fable, which is probably one of my favourite games.
I like Fable.
Yeah, Fable was really good.
But it's not as good as Fable if it's on the PS4.
Fable 1 and 2 are my two favourite ever games, but I never completed either of them. I got to the last mission... And like I was,
you're not a finisher, are you, Kev?
No. I got to the last mission, and I knew it was the last mission. And I was like, I'm going to save this for another day, and then I never wanted to complete
it. 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I never completed either.
Maybe we should do it when we finish this.
Yeah.
Maybe we should turn the show.
Go and play Fable.
Yeah.
Then we can come back and review the end.
My favourite
game that was 15 years ago. That was afterwards we could talk about our favourite Spice Girl.
Didn't we literally do that the other day? I know you asked me if I saw Spice World movie.
Yeah.
Posh.
Posh is my favourite too.
Yeah, she's
the best
one. She's the luckiest one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Why is she the luckiest
one? Although my dad used to really fancy Emma Bunton.
Like, how old were you when the Spice Girls were around?
Maybe back in the day, but like not looking back.
Now she works on Heart. And
like, how old were you when the Spice Girls were around?
I don't know. How old am I now? 24.
We're talking like 96.
Six. I was born in 1990.
Oh, okay, what about you?
I wanted to dive off. I was older than six and younger than you.
So I remember having like a picture of
Whoa.
Posh Spice, like a poster.
Did you?
Yeah, just because she was hot.
I think she got better like after the Spice Girls.
She came into her own a lot more.
Yeah.
Can we stop talking about the Spice Girls? Yeah. It's really weird.
So you're talking about computer games. My favourite was Zelda by far on the
N64. Yeah, that was amazing. The Ocarina of Time, right?
Oh my god, it's so good. I basically, when I did my GCSEs, I'd tell my mum every day I was going to revise in my room, and I played Zelda like all the way through, probably for about the third time, and that's probably why I didn't do very well in my GCSEs.
Well, I mean, I've always been a Pro Evolution Soccer man, or PES as we like to call it in the trade.
Oh god.
And like, me and Owen used to book a day off work every year when it got released. And we used to go and get it from the shop and to play it all day. And then
we found that place that gave it to us the day early, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
Did you feel like kings among men?
I think you had to pay him a bit more. Was it like 50 quid, like cash?
Well, I was going to say, that's definitely illegal.
Cheeky, like backhand. Yeah. We used to get it the day before.
But then one deal we went down and he was like, they're not in yet. They'll be in the first thing in the morning. It's like, okay. So I think you might have even stayed overnight here.
Yeah, I think that was the thing.
And then we got up really early in the morning, went down to see him. He was like, they're not in yet. It's not in yet. I was like, oh, right. He said, give me your number. He said, I'll give you a call when it's ready. So we came back, downloaded the demo and playing it on the Xbox, the original Xbox. So we downloaded the demo and played that for a couple of hours, and he hadn't got in touch. So we phoned him up again about 10:30. So like, yo mate, I was just phoned to see if the he was like, I said I'd phone you when it's in, mate. He said it's not here yet. I was like, okay. So we waited another hour, feeling as though we couldn't phone him back. So we went back down to the shop about midday and like looking through the window and stuff, and then a van pulled up. He was like, this could be it. So we had to go and hide from the man. The van pulled up and he was like unloading the computer games, and then so we literally waited outside the shop until it had gone in, then we went and bought it. Took it home, and then the worst thing ever happened, didn't it?
The red ring of death.
Yeah. Oh, no!
We put it in the Xbox, turned it on, and the red rings happened. Aww. So we couldn't play it. And then
we started like Googling all of these like solutions to the red ring of death problem. And they said the best one, the one that kept coming up, was you wrap it in a towel.
The whole console.
And then you had to do like this other voodoo. You had to like count down backwards in Arabic from like a hundred. And we sort of sat there with towels around our heads and the Xbox in the towel counting down. But it only bloody worked.
Yeah, like it does it. Like it overheated it, so it would almost catch fire. But it would burn something inside that make it turn on. So it would turn on. And then we'd play it for like an hour, and then it would cut out again. And we'd be like, right, get the towel.
Do you know what wouldn't have happened with that? You had a PlayStation.
You wouldn't have been there.
That is pretty cool, I'll give you that. But now
I've got such a bitter taste in my mouth about this PlayStation.
Have you?
Thing.
Yeah. Are we gonna have a fist fight?
I'm quite riled up about it. I think you picked the wrong day to say that.
No, I'm sorry.
Have we got any other game stories?
We probably have. We'll save them for another time, shall we?
Okay.
Unless you've got something melting up your sleeve.
No, I think that's me done.
Okay, I went for a coffee today and they gave it to me for free.
That's not true.
No, Pret a Manger, they're giving away free coffees to people that they fancy. That's the thing.
Well,
how is that PC? Like, how is that even allowed? That's like world prejudice against people that they don't fancy.
Yeah. But I suppose it's independent. But the thing I like about what you just said and how we know it wasn't true isn't like the fact
because
that
you're
you...
ugly.
No, isn't that like the whole if you're good looking, you get a coffee? It's because I know you wouldn't go for a coffee without either Owen or me. That's how I know it was a lie.
For me, it was the other reason.
Between the two of us, we deduced your lie. it's a thing that they don't have a loyalty scheme like other well known coffee retailers, which is also available, but yeah, the CEO has done a thing where basically oh my god, I'm so scared how he's gonna punch me.
Do they you're attractive, that's like quite a do they no, like at least not. Get to know people
no,
before
no.
they
take them out on a date
coming from you.
Whoa.
It's not like an attractive thing. It's like it says if you like them. I think people have, so it might be that, oh, that guy rides a bike instead of getting the bus, I'm going to give him a free coffee.
They said, he's got a nice tie.
Yeah, but I think they've taken it to mean if you fancy them, give them a free coffee.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'd just give it to all the ugly ones.
Because you feel sorry for them, or
yeah,
because you're lowering
your
standards?
Just to mix it up a bit.
Sympathy coffee.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'd be really scared if I went in and got a coffee. Not that I'm assuming
there you
I
go,
would.
Love.
Yeah.
I hope this perks up your ugly day.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much
animosity. We're going to test this, aren't we?
Where's the nearest Pret?
I don't know. We're all going to go, though, aren't we, and see if any of us get a free coffee.
Yeah.
Are we going to go in together? It can
no,
be really
definitely
horrific.
Not.
Whenever I go into coffee places, I try and make, like, crack jokes that they probably hear, like, on, like, a regular basis. So I think I would automatically just rule myself out just by being an annoying coffee nerd.
Yeah, I'm a bit like that.
You have to keep your mouth shut.
Can I have a really strong coffee? Well, espresso, I am in a bit of a hurry.
Oh, God.
That'll be $3.99, please.
They just add money on for every bad
and joke. And your names? Walt and Walt Jr.
Me?
Yeah, no, but it's definitely. I think we should. I think we should try it, but I don't think we should all go in together because that might intimidate them.
I would also like
because I think we're all really good looking.
Whoa!
Whoa!
We're gonna take fresh shots, guys.
Break the bank.
Because like, if there's three people, and also you'd be at an unfair advantage. I'm sure you know. I don't want to make any assumptions about.
I don't know if they do it on height or anything.
No, like, damn. Because you could have a guy serving or a girl serving or a girl that likes girls or a guy that likes guys. That happens too now.
That's a thing.
Yeah. No, I just don't want to be prejudiced against anyone. So yeah, we can try
apart
it out.
From ugly people.
Speaking of ugly people, Kev, I'm joking. Didn't you have a thing about appearances in general?
Yeah, like this? I don't know, like I have that thing because obviously we all play music and stuff. And like the camera that never lies, like when you get photos, and sometimes you think you look amazing, and then you see a photo and you're just like, whoa, what am I doing there? Like you get it with your funny creepy hand as well, don't you?
You get it all the time. Yeah, but I'm aware that my hands are weird, but they look really weird in photos.
Sometimes I just look really good, and sometimes I look like I don't know, like someone like I don't know.
The problem terrible. Is that's a separate issue though, because like. I'm really unphotogenic because I panic when a camera is in front of my face and I pull these kind of like a really scared face. But I think appearances in that sense, like there's some things that I think can be deceiving about people. Like if somebody has like a small, like stubbly beard or they wear certain things, I think they're attractive. And then they get close and I realise I've been taken in by the thing.
Taken in by the beard.
Yeah, and I realise
I'm not... Am I going to be offended by the rest of this conversation?
No.
There's some signs that, you know, they'll be wearing a hat or something.
No.
All these distractions, all this jewellery and stuff going on.
You know, like, I don't know if you get it, but sometimes, like, we'll be in the pub and we're talking about something and they'll go, oh, yeah, she's really fit. But I know that there's a person that we all know about this and I obviously I can't say their name. I'll tell you after.
Please don't.
And then they realise that actually, no, they just have certain characteristics that people think, like, they've got blonde hair and big boobs, but actually everyone thinks they're ugly. That's right. The sort of thing I mean about...
So I sort of think, like, I don't know, like, I think sometimes my perception of myself is different to how other people perceive me sometimes.
Or you think you get all the free coffee and then...
I don't know.
You don't realise you're red or...
<She's> like, <"Whoa." laughs> Like, sometimes, like, when I'm rocking out and that, I probably think I'm, like, Russell Brand, like, in that Elder Snow role. Okay. And then, like, but then when I see a picture, I realise I'm more like that creature from Big Hero 6.
I love that comparison so much. Yeah, I think it's a weird thing as well, because, well, I was talking about this with somebody the other day, and how, for me, it's really different that people, like, you didn't recognise me when I came in with straight hair.
Yeah.
And that happens to me a lot. It goes one of two ways. I think I look a lot younger with my natural hair, and I get asked out more when I have straight hair. But then, if that's at the beginning of the day, then by the end of the day, it wears off. And I'm like a drowned rat, so it goes the other way.
So you'd have
an optimal time.
So if you were going to go to Pret A Manger, you'd have to go at the start of the day with your straight hair.
Yeah,
at the end
of the day,
they'd be like, fuck you, just don't even come in, love. Yeah.
Stand at the door and we'll throw you some coffee out.
Throw it in your face.
I don't think, right, just to clarify, cheers for that confidence boost.
So is that what they do? Either they give you a free coffee and
throw acid
or
in your face.
Or they throw hot coffee in your face.
It can't get any worse.
What?
Let's disfigure you. I don't think it's that bad. So there's things, and there's also like other things that I find really attractive in people, but that can throw you off. Like I really like nice hands, but then that depends on you both looking at your hands.
I've kind of got a callousy.
No, it's like a look. It's not. I don't go up and touch people's hands.
The Italian look hand.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, it's like a. It's really hard to explain. Maybe it's because I've got such weird hands that. Well, maybe I just have hand envy.
You've got a strange piece of jewellery that I've never seen on a human
midi
before.
Ring.
What's did you just call
it? A midi ring. Cause it
does it make, like,
your...
1980s keyboard samples?
No, it doesn't. I don't know. It's just really comforting.
Is it?
It looks
I've
like...
Never
like
seen
you can,
I would
you
be worried...
Bend your finger.
No, it's
I would be worried that it would fall off if I had a...
midi ring.
See if you can...
I don't think it will go on.
See?
Oh, it
goes all the way down to your knuckle.
And it's got a heart in it, and it says love, I'm keeping that.
Yeah. Are you going to just bust it out at random times?
You say you're like, how do you like my new jewellery? How are you doing?
That's the creepiest I've ever. This is when we need all that visual.
We've definitely gone way too visual for this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've covered up the list with other things.
Okay.
So Kev, do you have a theory on ugly people and how they can make themselves look better?
I haven't got a theory at all. What do you mean?
You wrote ugly people, how to make them look better. What was it? Get a guitar or a small dog?
Whoa. Is that a thing?
I don't know. Like,
I don't think this is going to be a very popular topic.
What if somebody's just gone out and bought a guitar and a small dog?
off the back of Kev saying that? Like, wait, pause. Right,
not like
next,
one of those
Kev?
British bulldogs, but I think like a guy walking down the street with a little dog is cute, and also a guy with a guitar is like, you would know, you're a girl. Musicians are
yeah, but I think that's more to do with talent than, oh, he's got a guitar.
Well, they did a thing, didn't they? Like, they had a bloke who was just an actor, and they sent him out in the street with a guitar. Like, they went, like he was just, like, in the street, like, asking people out, and they would say no. And then they gave him a guitar, and went out in the street, and then they said yes. And then they gave him a small dog, and he went out in the street, and they said yes.
Okay, no, I've seen that, but in a really different way. Like, a guy, it's the same guy, and he dresses kind of nerdy, and he asks a girl for her number, and she says no, like, point blank no. And then he comes back a little bit later, like, still dressed like that, and says, oh, please. And she's like, oh, no, I'm sorry, I've got a boyfriend. Then he literally goes away, dresses a bit gangster, like, it was in America where, like, that thing's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And she, I don't know if I can say this, she lets him do something to her, literally, in a back alley, because he's, and then he like, they finish, and then he turns around, he pulls the glasses back out and takes his gangster cap off, and back on, yeah. And he's like, so you didn't mind it then? And she's like, oh my God. And then they pull out the cameras, and she's like, I do actually have a boyfriend. But, and it's, yeah, they blur out her face. But so it's all about perception, I think.
So gangsters, yes, nerds, no.
Yeah, I don't know, I think it'd be the other way around for me.
Would you
let anyone do that to me in the street. Oh my God.
Kev, get the glasses.
Get that little tiny dog in.
No, I wouldn't like a man with a tiny dog.
Wouldn't you? Why not?
Well, no, it wouldn't
sometimes,
put me off.
Sometimes I look after a tiny dog.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't put
I'm
me
not
off.
Saying why. Why are you like me, sir? I'm just saying, like, people laughed at
yeah,
me.
No, people,
like, we weren't walking with
yeah,
this
we
tiny
did,
dog.
Time.
Like, people laughed at us everywhere.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
I thought it'd be really cute and, like, endearing.
No, it was, like, I'll tell you what happened.
It was apart from the fact that Kev was laughing much. I got so excited about what I was going to say. Yeah, but because it gives you a different kind of look with two men walking down the street with a small dog. Whereas if, like, a guy's walking a dog, if you're holding a tiny dog like a bag, I'm not sure it would say vibe.
Well, like, generally what we found was, like, the sort of the older lady would sort of fall in love with us and the dog, wouldn't they?
No, it's just the dog.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. Like, I'd zero in on the dog and be like, oh, my God, I want to stroke it. You see me around animals. So then, just careful where you put the dog. But then the guy would come as a secondary to the adorable puppy. It's like going...
Would you go out with a man because he had a really nice dog?
No, because what if the dog died? I'm stuck with him.
Don't come after. It'd be too sad.
So yeah. If he would promise you that the dog would live forever, then you might be like, oh, yeah, I could see
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, because... I was about to say something really good then. You'd have to do things with him without the dog. So that it wouldn't be a deal, I don't think. But it's like if you go down the pub... And you go down with a really attractive friend, you're always going to come second. So don't get a dog that's too cute. You're always going to come second.
Yeah, that's the problem I've always had. My dog's too cute.
I see. Is that all we've got to say about ugly people?
I think we should end there.
Okay, so get a dog, get a guitar, get pretty. Breakfast bag.
Okay.
This episode's called Cancer Man, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Because this is episode 4 of Breakfast Bad, is Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we thought we might do our own star sign, because you are a...
I'm a Cancer.
Yeah.
There we go.
Here you are.
Okay, this is yours for today. You quite naturally tend to put the wants and needs of others before your own.
I'm a giving guy,
this is
sure.
Built into your character and never seems odd. You're very good at expressing yourself to all
anger.
And sundry, and you rarely have any hidden agenda. So that's your star sign for today.
Nailed it. Nice guy.
Yeah, just
what you
see is what you get. Nice guy. And what's yours? Virgo.
Yeah.
It's time to see the bigger picture by broadening your horizons. Whether you're looking for love, a raise at work, or good news over a medical matter, all comes to he who waits. So don't try and hurry things. You may have a secret admirer.
Oh,
very exciting. And
might be the ugly people that you gave free coffee to.
Yeah. Mine today. Do you want to read me mine?
You read. I'm not very good at reading.
That's really far
it's
away.
So far away. Kev, you read it.
I'm not reading it.
It's Gemini.
I am quite good at reading.
There's a feeling of excitement bubbling under everything you do today, and you just know that when things come to a climax, you'll feel on top of the world. Because you know it is your efforts that have brought you here. Remember love.
That's what I mean. It was a bit...
It's well raised.
Did it mean remember love?
Remember love.
No, there's no comma. It's just remember... That's what I mean. Mine's pretty fiery today.
It's well fiery.
When things come to a climax, you'll feel on top of the world. I bet you will. Good luck with that.
So that's the but they're a bit that's quite he's
what do you think about star signs and this? I'm going to use the term bullshit.
Yeah, no, I would go with that because obviously there's the whole thing that you're just going to apply it to your life no matter what. You're going to go, okay, well, that means today, because you're always going to have worries and things going through your head. So I think it is a bit of a placator for people.
Remind me a bit about what Kev's was.
So Kev's was you need to see the bigger picture. Everything's going to be all right if you just wait for it. And he's got a secret admirer.
I don't think any of that is relevant to you.
Especially the last bit.
Why?
Because what bigger picture? I think it's all right.
You are the bigger picture.
I just think it's all crap, isn't it? And they just recycle them, don't they?
The thing is, Virgo, like, is tradition. Like the classic Virgo is supposedly like neat, tidy, particular.
That's not you.
I know. I'm like the absolute opposite.
Well, that was actually what I was going to say. The one weird thing is the way they describe Gemini is definitely the way I am, 100%. Mm. Which is what I find. But again, I could just always apply that to me. But like the standard Gemini.
I don't know what the standard Cancer. Description is. We'll have to find out crabby. I've been a bit crabby today.
Yeah.
You are quite crabby.
No, mine's like, talks a lot, never holds a grudge, likes to be creative.
Wears glasses.
Yeah.
Does breakfast podcasts.
Yeah, you know, it's just so relevant. I don't know how they do it. But
the thing is, like, right, it is just absolute bullshit, isn't it? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, why would it mean anything
because if you
to
read,
what month you're born?
Yeah, and the thing is as well, if you read the star signs in, like, four different papers, they'll all say something different.
What do we think about, like, people that read, like, palms and stuff like that?
That's all just bullshit.
Because when I was, like, young and impressionable, I must have been about maybe 8 years old, something like this, I went to see, like, one of these, like, sort of mystic palm readers, and she told me something which, like, blew my mind for about, like, it blew my mind for a while. She said, You're going to do something in your future. It's going to be using your hands. Your hands are going to be very important to you. And I thought, whoa, because at the time I wanted to be a writer. And then it kind of like, only like a few years ago, it occurred to me,
that could be
anything uses your hands. Yeah. What she was saying is you are crap at football.
The thing is, who I really like the opinion and stuff on this is Darren Brown, because obviously he does the whole like, reading people's minds, etc., etc., and there's a really good explanation he gives about it all, which is obviously just you will read people's emotions. If they're around a certain age, their grandparents or their parents have probably died. Like, it's just like process of elimination. Palm reading, yeah, and things like that. I know people that swear by it, like, and people who I wouldn't necessarily think are, don't use the word gullible, that sounds a bit mean, but impressionable with things like that. But I don't know. I suppose one of those things, like you say, unless you see the proof, you're not going to go for it.
That's how I'm wrong.
Yeah. But in paper, there's a lot of stuff that I don't necessarily believe. And you don't get star signs anywhere else apart from paper, do you?
No.
But we were discussing that we like the little stories.
Yeah, there were some good little stories, yeah.
Finish on the little stories. So there was a story in the paper yesterday that I was trying to explain to these guys via text, and it sounded really mean that I thought was really funny. But basically, there was an agoraphobic woman who had only been out of the house 2 times in 10 years. And she'd really built herself up to go out this third time. And she was helping her friend reverse out of the house. And there was a wooden pallet on the floor.
A wooden pallet.
Like, oh, okay. You know. And she moved out of the way and fell down the hole. And now she's too scared to go out again. And when I text Kev, I text, oh, there's a funny story in the paper. An agoraphobic woman left the house and fell down the hole. Now she doesn't want to leave again. I was like, that sounds really mean.
Well, surely if you're an agoraphobic person and you don't like wired spaces, if you fell into a hole, surely that's ideal for you.
Back home, all nice and safe. Yeah, but they're the happy little stories, like the thing. There was that thing about the animal that jumped on the back of another animal and they're flying, stuff like that. That's cute.
I like that, yeah. I mean, this one that you might be able to relate to. There's a man here, an underpants addict, hit rock bottom over his obsession with wearing new briefs daily. Kurt Arman, 26, said he splashed out £40 a week on Calvin Klein boxers, amassing 365 in 12 months, but the £2,000 annual cost drained his savings and left him with mounting bills. He said, I tried to pick up odd jobs to fund.
You missed out the best bit. It says he's a Nando's manager.
Oh, blimey, yeah.
Nando's is...
Is that the best bit?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, Nando's manager Kurt of Bristol Wright said, I tried to pick up odd jobs to fund my love, but it still wasn't enough. So for the first time in a year, I've washed them.
Why is the caption to this SpongeBob SquarePants?
But if he's buying one pair of...
Oh, that's why.
SpongeBob SquarePants. It's exclusive.
But okay. If he's buying one pair of pants a week, and now, like, he's having to wash them, does that mean he would buy a pair and wear them every day for a week?
No, he bought one pair of pants. It just
I can tell you from recent, because you keep giving away my pants as like competition prizes. I had a look at Calvin's and they cost like for three of them they cost like £30. So that's where. So what he used one?
No, he buys them daily, wearing new briefs daily.
But he said £40 a week. So I think you can only get, I think you can only get a maximum of like 5 pairs of Calvins for £40. So he must have like
gone commando,
have kept the same ones on over the weekend or something like that.
Is it just because he doesn't want to wash them?
No, I think he likes it. Like he likes to be like Jay-Z and have a fresh.
He probably did it like just like for some reason for like a week or so, and then he probably doesn't have much else going on. And he was like, "Oh, this is my thing now."
£2,000. Like, think what you could buy with £2,000 apart from a load of pants.
365 pairs of pants.
Yeah.
Oh, if I had £2,000,
what would you do?
I don't know. I'd probably buy some pants.
I should hope.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'd probably be right with the pants.
Christmas, I'm beginning to run out.
Yeah. Okay, so is that all the news we've got to talk about?
Yeah, I think that's probably it for this week.
This was like the second news section, wasn't it?
That would have been a really good link to that question you had, though, just to finish on.
What was the question?
Your question about certain things that disappeared, as far as you were concerned.
Oh, yeah, the whale tail.
What's a whale tail?
Ask your question.
Ask your question you want to ask.
Thongs. You don't see thongs anymore.
The whale tail.
Is that what
it's, well, it looks like a whale tail, doesn't it?
I assume
you're talking about coming out the back of someone's trousers.
Yeah, like you used to see that all the time back in the like 90s.
Yeah, they still exist. People do still wear them, but it was much more of a thing. And then they did this massive expose on how unhygienic they are.
Because
for obvious reasons, like front and back. And loads of places stopped selling them for ages. But now, they're still around. Still do their thing.
Yeah.
I would still wear them.
I still wear them.
He's run out of pants, so now he's got bigger thongs. So they haven't disappeared, but there's your thought for the end of the day. Yeah.
Well, white dog poo as well, you don't see that anymore.
But
remember that?
How have you connected those two?
I'm just thinking about things you don't see.
Only the stepbrothers.
That is well popular in the 80s.
No, I think they just probably clean up better now.
There's like more stricter law, it's more frowned upon to leave your dog shit everywhere, isn't it?
No, but it was white.
Yeah, but how often do you see dog poo?
That's probably because it had been there for a week.
Yeah.
Like now you either clean it up yourself or like someone comes around and cleans it up.
I can't believe
like
we're ending the show on dog poo.
Okay,
we need to do that thing.
What thing?
Okay, Steph.
Have you not learnt this yet?
No.
Okay, so our email is breakingbad@outlook.com. You can find us on Twitter @breaking_bad. And search us on Facebook and Audio Boom. And by the time that you're listening to this, we'll be on iTunes, right?
We will be, yeah. So if you just type in Breaking Bad, Breakfast Bad. Shit.
Did you manage to make that thing square?
Yeah.
And it worked?
Yeah, it's gone through.
Okay, that's good.
So the problem was with iTunes, we had to make our logo.
I bet people don't care.
we had to make it square, and we nearly had to outsource this sort of thing.
We did.
But Steph sorted it out for us.
So yeah, the logo's there. It's on iTunes.
See, being geeky helps sometimes, doesn't it?
Big time.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's hip to be square.
And on that note,
see you next time.